Hillbilly Heaven. Support comes from listener donations. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the forecast for this afternoon is it's going to get up to around 90 degrees. What a Memorial Day weekend we're having. There is a slight chance of thunderstorms and a chance of rain at 30%. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, going down to the mid-60s tonight. And tomorrow, partly sunny day with a chance of thunderstorms. Showers are likely tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. It's going up to the mid-80s. Chance of rain tomorrow is at 60%. And the thunderstorms might continue through tomorrow night. It's going down to the lower 60s. And the chance of rain for tomorrow night is at 80%. And on Memorial Day, it's going to be mostly cloudy. There might be some showers, but they'll be beautiful showers. It's going to be in the upper 70s on Monday with a chance of rain at 40%. Monday night, it's going down into the upper 50s. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydro-powered. We're member-supported. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features the music of two of my favorite singer-songwriters, Graham Nash and David Crosby.
Beneath the waves, rolling over me.
Graham Nash. That song is called Beneath the Waves, and that's from his most recent recording. The album is called This Path Tonight, and Graham Nash released this album on April 15th in 2016. So Graham Nash, yeah, okay, he was born on February 2nd in 1942 in Blackpool in Lancashire, and that's in England. And, you know, if you enjoy singer-songwriters as much as I do, you already know his name. He's had such a long and successful career. Just as an accomplished singer as he is a songwriter. His voice is so recognizable. And we're about to listen to a very early recording of Graham Nash. And the thing that is so meaningful for me is that his voice, it seems untouched by time. It's fresh. This new album, This Path Tonight, I read a little bit about it. It's the first original music that he's written in 14 years. It's only the sixth time in, what, a 50-year career. It's only the sixth time that he's gone into the studio and done what he considers a solo album. And it has been a long time, 14 years since he released his, you know, previous solo album. And he said that one of the things that really motivated him, unfortunately, was his divorce, his separation from his wife of 28 years. So be that as it may, what's interesting for me is how music that seems to be meaningful to me comes out of a person's life and experience, that when you come to a crossroads in your life, there's a lot of ways that different people have of dealing with it. And luckily for us, Graham Nash turns to his music to understand what he's feeling and to, you know, express himself. So many years ago, he always sang the high harmonies. When he started his career in England, he was internationally successful with a band called the Hollies, where they would sing a lot of three-part harmony. He was on tour in the United States with the Hollies in 1966 when he met Stephen Stills and David Crosby and joined their band, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Had a groundbreaking album in 1969. And then Neil Young joined the band and they released Deja Vu in 1970. And then they broke up right away, as it so often is the story. And that very year, all four members of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young released solo albums. So we're going to start back with Graham Nash's very first solo studio album, released in 1971, and it's a beautifully titled Songs for Beginners. And one of the things it has in common with his most recent recording is that when he wrote this song, he was breaking up with Joni Mitchell. They had been living together, and he had fallen head over heels in love with Joni, as so many of us have. And so we're going to hear a song called Be Yourself from Graham Nash's first solo album. Well, that very same year, his bandmate David Crosby also released a solo album called Oh, If I Could Only Remember My Name. And so we're going to listen to these two tracks back to back. We're going to hear the track called Laughing from the David Crosby. Both these albums are in 1971, and they're the debut solo albums for each of these artists. Let's start with Graham Nash, Songs for Beginners.
How does it feel when life doesn't seem real? And you're floating about on your own. Your life is uncertain, so you draw the curtain, pretending there's nobody home. But don't theorize, look in your eyes. They can't tell lies, though you disguise what you see. the mirror is free. We once had a savior, but by our behavior, the one that was worth it is gone. Songbirds are talking, and the runners are walking. A prodigal son is coming home. Don't theorize, look in his eyes, they won't tell lies. But if he defies what you see, he'll give you the key.
Be your
programmed ourselves not to see the truth and the lying, the dead and the dying, a silent majority. But don't theorize, look in their eyes, are they telling lies? The ones that they learn on TV, what a way to be free.
David Crosby. I thought I knew a man who said he knew a man who had met a man who knew what was going on. And I was mistaken. It was just a child laughing in the sun. Wow, that song just gives me goosebumps. David Crosby's first solo recording in 1971, the album If I Could Only Remember My Name. David Crosby is a West Coast musician born on August 14th in 1941. What a career, the Byrds, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Young. And then in 1971, this solo album. And it's interesting, we just heard two songs. The first from Graham Nash's debut solo album called Be Yourself. And these two songs are a wonderful way to just kind of contrast these two artists, where David Crosby is medieval and Renaissance sounding and so introspective and so vulnerable and so hanging on a thread poetry. Just very deep emotional philosophies. And then Graham Nash also has his deep philosophic side, but the way he expresses himself, as you could hear, it's a lot simpler, a lot of internal rhymes with the words, much shorter repetitive melodies, more upbeat, happier sounding, more optimistic. But the thing that's wonderful about these two musicians is that as they had come through Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then Young together, and the way that they sing together, and there's some kind of chemistry going on between them. And so it's only natural that after the band broke up and they did their solo stuff, the next project was in 1972 after these two solo albums, and they did their very first album as a duet, David Crosby and Graham Nash. They dedicated the album to Joni Mitchell. Actually, Joni was singing on that last track, laughing in the in the chorus part at the end. She had all that high voice. So they do their first duet album in 1972, and there's some wonderful songs on there, a lot of them by, you know, they don't share the songwriting credits. Immigration Man is by Graham Nash. Southbound Train is by Graham Nash. Page 43 is by David Crosby. So they perform and sing together, but they do keep their songwriting credits separate. And they have quite a history, a personal relationship all through the years. A lot of concert tours, Another Stony Night, which was a live recording of that very first duet album. So they released an album, another duet album, in 2004, called Crosby and Nash. So let's listen to two tracks. So what is that? 72, help me with the math here. That's 34 years. 34 years later, these two guys are still recording and singing together. And one of the things that's really interesting for me is that on this album, David Crosby, in all those years, in the meantime, found his son, James Raymond. David wasn't involved in raising him, but he's his father. And they, when they found each other, they obviously developed an incredibly deep connection as father and son, but also as musicians. And they had the band CPR. But on this Crosby and Nash release in 2004, James Raymond writes the first two tracks on the album. He writes several of the songs on the album. And there's a lot of collaboration going on this album. James Raymond and David Crosby and Graham Nash and Jeff Pivar, but never David Crosby and Graham Nash sharing writing credits. I haven't seen that yet. Maybe it exists. So let's listen to two tracks from the Crosby Nash album. And we'll start with David Crosby. Now, on that first solo album, we heard a very impressionistic song, Laughing. But he had a lot of styles right away as a solo artist. And of course, rock and roll. Oh my God, nobody does rock and roll like David Crosby. So on this Crosby Nash album, we're going to hear a harder song from him. It's called They Want It All. And then we'll hear a song from the same album by Graham Nash, which also shows the continuation of his style as a songwriter, Milky Way Tonight. And according to the liner notes, he wrote the song the very same morning that he recorded it. So here we go, Crosby and Nash from 2004. David Crosby.
Yeah. From the furthest edge of memory out of sight. Will the sky begin to fall? No one knows at all. No one knows. I can almost hear the echoes of the past from the voices of the years gone by so fast. Try and find the light in the Milky Way tonight. It seems our hopes and dreams were a million miles away. The world's not what it seems, and it's changed.
From Crosby's and Nash 2004 album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. All right. So there we have two songs in a row from their duet album. David Crosby's They Want It All. They Want Your Mother's Ring. They Want It Now. And, you know, David Crosby has never been one to be shy about speaking his mind. When he was a member of the Byrds back in the very early 60s, he would stop the concerts and go on and on in an angry political voice about what he saw in the world around him. And, you know, that comes into his songwriting. And it's incredible to have such socially relevant music. Both Crosby and Nash have never pulled away from speaking their mind about what they see in the world around them. And to me, that is so important in our music and our culture. You know, it's great that we have a flood of songs about love and romance and jealousy and all of that. But it's so important that, you know, the world around us is reflected in all of its depth in music and in songs like Crosby and Nash. So Milky Way tonight, isn't that beautiful? That's his style. So sweet. That very same year, Graham Nash releases a book of photography. I believe they're all black and white photos. And it's called Eye to Eye. And it's a collection of about 150 photographs that Graham Nash took between 1969 and 2003. So that might be interesting to look into. So let's come a little closer to the now, and let's hear another track from Graham Nash's most recent recording, released in April 2016. This song is called Another Broken Heart. Graham Nash.
Day after day, I see you slipping into darkness, and I wanna know, are you okay? Or are you looking for another place that you? Between something old and something new. And when I sing my song, tell me if, sweet girl, it makes you cry, cuts you deep and tears you apart. And will you let love try? No, you say you're not that strong, and you don't need another broken heart. No, you don't need another.
To help you deal.
Nash. You don't need another broken heart. Graham Nash's most recent album, called This Path Tonight, was produced by Shane Fontaine. And every song on this album, the songwriting credit is Graham Nash and Shane Fontaine. So it's interesting to hear how that collaboration works, you know, how well Graham Nash is able to work with a variety of different people. However, it's also interesting how just because two people can have an incredible musical chemistry together, that sometimes their personalities and their egos have conflicts that don't really change anything the way the music works, but it makes them impossible for them to play together. And I read a quote from Graham Nash recently. He's having a feud with David Crosby, and he said in March that he would never sing with David Crosby again. So I don't know how true that is, if it is. They've already done such amazing work together. And their solo work is so strong, such a mature effort. I'd like to hear David Crosby's most recent recording from January 2014. I picked the very first song on the album called Cross, which is his fourth solo album, because he has the only songwriting credit. He wrote the whole song, and he takes the whole credit for it. But just as Graham Nash is collaborating with other songwriters, on the album called Cross, David Crosby records a song by his son, James Raymond. In fact, the opening track on the album is by his son, James Raymond. So we're going to listen to a couple songs from David Crosby's most recent album. First, a song by himself. Then we'll hear a song that David and his son, James, wrote together called Radio. And then we'll hear the final song from the Cross album that Crosby wrote with his son and also the guitarist, Marcus Eaton. So the time I have... David Crosby expressing his opinion once again. It's beautiful. David Crosby, Cross.
So many things that make me mad, but angry isn't how I want to spend the time I have. Cognitive dissonance, they call it, and I wonder just how small it could be made to be in me. So much disturbing, short-sighted shit. They have to do better than live with it. I'm looking to find some peace to embrace, to bring that smile back to my face. And sometimes I'm winning. Life in the city is so densely packed. Fear of each other is an accepted fact. Fear soaks into concrete, just like grease. Fear is the antithesis of peace. To you. city is so densely packed. Fear of each other is an accepted fact. Fear soaks into concrete just like grief. Fear is just the opposite of
just like in the movies, a message comes through all the static in his, pulling just enough words from the storm-filled sky to know that someone somewhere needs this. The radio runs to the house. Got that message held tight in his fist. An SOS off of the wireless, saying someone, somewhere needs this.
For you to look out, look down, and reach out.
Find a heart that you can speak to in the language of your own soul. In the stillness of the water, find the peace to make you whole. A passage to illumination, pulling light from the black of coal.
Make work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat.
Go as deep as you can get. In a whisper, in a shout, say it how you want it said to you. In a voice so free of doubt, all your victories are ringing true. Breath rising to the surface, ascending slowly into the blue.
Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat.
Go as deep as you can get.
Eyes of a lover and the words of a friend. All the goodness that lies within is lying just around the bend.
When you find this heart, keep it close enough to hear its cry. In the frame of an open door, see the truth and strike the lie. Miles of stone to reach the core, a million answers in love's disguise.
Make it work like touching skin. Make it open so you can reach it. Make it breathe, make it sweat.
Go as deep as you can get.
Did Crosby find a heart? That's from Cross, released in January of 2014. Well, I want to end our program today with a title track from Graham Nash's most recent release, the title track, This Path Tonight. I found out about Graham's newest album when I was watching Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. And sure enough, Graham Nash made a live appearance on the show and sang This Path Tonight. Such an incredible career. He's got honorary doctorate degrees, one from New York Institute of Technology, one in music from the University of Salford, and his latest doctorate in fine arts from Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. In 2010, Graham Nash was appointed an officer of the Order of the British Empire, OBE, in 2010, for his services to music and to charity. Here's Graham Nash, This Path Tonight.
Where are we going? Where are we going? Of wonder, all my ways of wrong and right, with all my dreams of clouds and thunder, I wander down this path tonight. All these dangers of destruction fill my breath with life and light. I drink it deep and think about us on this path tonight. This path tonight. Stop.
tonight. I try to question all the answers, try to answer all that's asked. I try my best to be myself, but wonder who's behind this mask. I'll take care of all my problems, comfort in my soul's delight. I may not know just where I'm going, but I'm on this path tonight. Where will it lead me? Crumbling rock and stones on fire. This path tonight, you better believe it, 'cause I'm stumbling to my heart's desire. What will I do with all these feelings? Will my heart behave tonight? This time is not like any other. Will I flee or will I fight? No one knows just how I'm dealing with this heart that's not my heart. It's got me rocking, got me reeling, and I feel like I'm on fire. This path tonight, where will it lead me? Crumbling rock and stone on fire. This path tonight, you better believe it, I'm stumbling to my heart's desire. On this path tonight, where will it lead me? Crumbling rock and stones on fire. This path tonight, well, you better believe it, I'm stumbling to my heart's desire. On this path tonight, this path tonight, on this path tonight. Yeah, where are we going? Where are we going?
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, the music of Graham Nash and David Crosby. I hope you enjoyed this program. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 in the afternoon, and you're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydro-powered, and we're member-supported. All right, stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up. Support comes from you and from Milkweed, Unexpected Wonders for the Inspired Home, and the Curious Kid at Maud Alley, 1019